There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we start, we got some breaking news. Apparently, a federal appeals court in New York just now has ruled that the once secret National Security Agency, NSA program, that has been systematically collecting our phone records in bulk, has ruled it illegal. All right. The decision is coming as a fight in Congress is intensifying over whether to end or replace the program or to extend it without changes. This was a 97-page ruling. A 3-judge panel for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit held that a provision of the USA Patriot Act, known as Section 215, cannot be legitimately interpreted to allow the systematic bulk collection of domestic calling records. So when I called my husband and ripped him a new one, because, I don't know, something happened, and the NSA decided to listen to that. If they did, illegal. The ruling was certain to increase the tension that I guess has been building right now in Congress, according to New York Times, as the provision of the act that has been cited to justify the bulk data collection program is supposed to near expiration. It will expire in June unless lawmakers decide to pass a bill to extend it. Now, the ruling, though, did not come with any injunction telling the program to cease. So I don't know if they could still do it or not. From what we understand, the data collection has repeatedly been approved by judges serving on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, known as the FISA Court, which oversees national security surveillance. Those judges who hear arguments, I guess, from the government are willing to accept an interpretation by the appeals court. Here's the thing. I don't know what the hell happened with the Boston Marathon bombing, and I don't know how that could have slipped out from under us. Okay, I mean, if this system has been in place this whole time, then who are they picking and choosing to listen to? Okay, I mean, if they're listening to my phone records, I mean, they're really going to be getting a lot of fluff. Okay, my husband and I really don't have any deep conversations ever anymore. I mean, I think the deepest conversation we've ever had is, do you wanna? Nah. Alright, maybe next week. That's about the deepest conversation my husband and I have. Nothing really deep. You know, no Dr. Dahlia show secrets. You know, nothing like that. Because there's really none. Alright, so I mean, if they're listening to us, and they're here, they're missing the Tsarnaev brothers. You know, well, go get a pressure cooker and build a bomb there. And don't forget to put it near, you know, a site where there's a lot of family and kids. And, you know, oh, wait, I got to go get my welfare check because I haven't held a job in two months. If they're not listening to those calls, what the hell are they listening to? So, I mean, as I see it, okay, all right, we're supposed to be defended and protected by the Constitution, all right? So, you know, if the government is going to decide to trample on the Constitution and not follow the rules, then we're not really living in a democracy or a republic, which, by the way, there's a difference. My father-in-law was teaching me a difference between a republic and a democracy, which we all need to remember, but that's a whole other story. But, I mean, if you're going to do this, if you're going to spend our tax dollars protecting us, do it right. All right? Okay? I don't know what you guys are using as code words or what are red flags, and I understand you don't want to let us know because you don't want the bad guys trying to shift and change gears. But, you know, American intelligence has done a lot of good in terms of finding. Remember the New York Times bomber? Somebody wanted to bomb, you know, set a bomb off in New York Times? Or New York Square, they were able to find that and stop that. All right, so do what you gotta do to protect us. But do it smartly. Nobody's going to support you, all right? And nobody's going to want you to be listening to our personal private conversations and let us lose any of our privacy, right? Meanwhile, you're letting the Boston Marathon bombers, you know, do what they did while collecting government checks. Okay, that's a problem. And the other thing is, you know, for those of you listening, and I'm not, you know, trying to rile up all these conspiracy theories, but this whole idea of privacy and the government not knowing what's going on with your private information is bogus. Of course they know. All right? FMLA is a perfect example. You have to put your medical reason on your FMLA to get your federal protection to not lose your job. You know, one of my patients is like, I'm glad my boss isn't going to see this as I'm filling out their FMLA. And I go, well, I don't have to put your medical diagnosis on there. No, you have to. But don't worry, I don't think my boss is going to see this. And I go, who is? Oh, the Human Resources Department. How is that private? Where's your privacy? Well, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Oh, good grief. Please don't read mine on the air. I have an awful voice. Anyway.
No, you don't.
I'm curious if when you go have a pelvic exam and have speculum used, is there such thing as a disposable one? Because the object that you use, I've never seen before. I know they're usually metal, but this looked like it was plastic, and it was small. And it seems like I got some kind of a rash right afterwards, and... Anyway, is there such thing as a disposable speculum? That's my question.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. There are plastic speculums, and then we add a light source to it. Some people don't like the plastic speculums because they say they're more uncomfortable than the stainless steel ones. Other people don't like the stainless steel ones. The disposable ones are cool because you're using them, you throw them out. The stainless steel ones, you go through a sanitizing process and then an autoclaving process. But it's really patient preference and doctor preference. Most doctors like to use the stainless steel for what they use. The plastic ones don't seem to be as popular, but there are. And, yeah, you can actually sometimes get irritations in the issue. We'll talk about later. But great question. Keep them coming, people. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess our cell phone that we leave on our stomach actually does affect the fetus. They say the sound of a pregnant woman's mobile phone can actually startle her unborn child, according to a new study. The ringing, beeping, and vibrations emitted by these mobile phones may disrupt the sleep and wake cycles of the fetus. But researchers say they can't tell if this is hurting the baby or not. I think it would bother the baby at some point. I mean, I hate my phone. My phone bugs the hell out of me. And so I am pretty sure a fetus that's sitting there in its amniotic fluid, all right, you know, being all happy and, you know, lullaby and good night. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, here's a bzz, 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 bzz. I mean, it's probably like, what? So, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it does. I don't really see how that at all helps them. Studies co-author Professor Boris Petrovsky, director of maternal fetal medicine at Wyckoff Heights Medical Center in New York, said he wants to see what effect mobile phones and beepers had on unborn children. What we figured out is that if you're a baby in utero in the womb and somebody wakes you up every hour, you're not going to be a happy camper. Thank you. And I guess it causes a startle reflex, which disturbs the fetus' normal sleep cycle. And trust me, you want the baby to have a sleep cycle, because when that baby comes out, you want that baby to go to sleep when it's supposed to go to sleep so that you get to sleep. Okay? I made sure, I know you guys think I'm always buzzing all over the place and buzzing around, but trust me, when I was pregnant, I made sure that when I was pregnant, I had quiet times. So, shh, 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 we want the fetus to be asleep. Because when the baby came out, I need to make sure the baby slept. He didn't. Every 3 hours he wanted to eat. I'm like, really? My milk doesn't taste that good. He didn't like the milk either. He just wanted to get up. He had things to do. So anyway, they analyzed how the fetus has reacted. And I guess they just found that I guess the babies woke up. Let me see. Any real interesting news on this? All of the fetuses were between 27 and 41 weeks gestation. They all got startled. Their head turned, mouth opened, blinked. When the device, now sometimes when we do kick counts and we want to know how many times the baby is kicking in a minute or in an hour, we write it down. You know, sometimes when the baby's asleep and you're like, okay, I want to do my kick counts, or I don't know if the baby's moving. Well, sometimes, you know, make some noise or buzz the baby to get the baby, you know, going, okay, I'm here. And so, yeah, I remember sometimes, you know, pushing on my, you know, just kind of lightly pushing to one side, going, if you're asleep, come on, we're doing our kick counts now. And then I kind of wake up like, and go back to sleep. One of my kids had the hiccups. That really sucked. Oh, my gosh. He just kept hiccuping. It's like, really? I'm trying to go to sleep. When the phones and beepers were set to ring repeatedly every 5 minutes, there was a drop in the fetus becoming startled in 60% of unborn children. All right. Wait a second. I got to see. Hold on a second. Okay. Let me find our little ringtones here. All right. What about this one? See, that's a good one. The twinkle is nice. What about this one? See, those are smooth. This is groovy. Do, 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 do. Okay, let's find this one. Night Owl. Nope, that's annoying. What about chimes? Oh, that's really annoying. What about, this looks like bacon or beacon. I wouldn't choose that one. Here's Constellation. Now, you know what? I think the first one I got would be a good one. Nope, not that one. Not that one. Not that one. Ooh, I like this one for mine. Mine is the piano riff. I do the dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. This is popcorn. This is hello. Okay, so you know what? I think it's all annoying, especially this segment was kind of annoying. Oh, no, now I changed my ringtone. Oh, no, you guys made me change my ringtone. No, and now I can't find piano riff anymore. Oh, man. Now I'm going to so not know when my phone is ringing. Oh, that stinks. I can't believe it. I just lost my ringtone. Oh, no. All right. You know what? Forget it. I just messed up my phone. Oh, that's all right. Oh, man. I had the dun-dun-dun-dun. I can't get it anymore. Looks like I have to probably update. Okay. So let the babies have peace and quiet. You know what? If you really want to put them to sleep, have them listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. By the way, speaking of infants and babies, when I was in practice and we were delivering babies, if that baby was 26, 27 weeks, they barely had a fighting chance. You know, 28, 29 weeks, these NICU babies you know, really had a high rate of mortality. Now we found that babies could be born at 22 weeks and survive. This is way cool. 22 weeks is roughly 4 or 5 months, about 5 months. Wow. A small, that's like half a pregnancy. 4.5 months, half a pregnancy. Small number of very premature babies are surviving earlier outside the womb, according to New York Times, than doctors once thought possible, according to this new study, raising questions on how aggressively they should be treated and poisoning implications for the debate about abortion, especially second trimester abortion. First trimester is 0 to 3 months, second trimester 3 to 6, and then, or 4 to 6, and then 7 to 9, third trimester. If these babies are living at the 4.5 month mark, you can see where there's going to be concern. So a study of thousands of premature births found that a tiny minority of babies born at 22 weeks who are medically treated survived with few health problems. Unfortunately, the vast majority did die or suffered serious health issues. But we did have some that lived. Right now, medical experts, I remember I delivered babies about 15, 20 years ago. Right now, medical experts are saying the 24 week is what they've gotten it down to, at 24 weeks, okay? Being able to, you know, hopefully keep them viable. The Supreme Court has said that states must allow abortion if a fetus is not viable outside the womb. But changing the standard could therefore raise questions about when abortion is legal. According to New York Times, for most patients and doctors, the new study will intensify the agonizing choices faced about how to intensively treat such infants. Very expensive. In one study, one of the largest and most systematic examinations of care for premature infants found that hospitals with sophisticated neonatal units varied widely in their approach to 22-week-olds, ranging from a few that offer no active medical treatment to a handful that needed a lot of treatment, like intubation, surfactant, to improve the functioning of the baby's lungs, etc. Otherwise, the baby's lungs don't move, you know, it just kind of sticks. And they don't, you know, mucousy, et cetera. So we need surfactant to help the lungs be more movable. So if you don't do anything, the babies will usually die. All right. But with how we have our NICUs and our neonatal nurses and doctors, et cetera, we've been able to, you know, allow 24-weekers, just under 6 months, babies to be able to still live. Results of the study published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, they say, are likely to influence a decision taking place among professional medical associations on how to counsel parents and when to offer treatment to such, tiny babies. Oh, my gosh. Babies born 22 to 23 weeks are usually a question mark. Their survival is so thin, but we still try our best. About 18,000 very premature babies are born annually in the United States, with about 5,000 of them born at 22 or 23 weeks. We could be talking about saving 5,000 babies' lives, and then we need to decide. Unfortunately, 78 cases were after treatment were given. 18 survived. By the time they were young toddlers, 7 of them did not have any moderate or severe impairments. Unfortunately, 6 did. Blindness, deafness, cerebral palsy. And, you know, there's definitely ethical questions that get brought up a lot on how much you want doctors to do. You know, a child being born that would die within a few years of life, should that be a fetus worth saving? I'm the type of doctor that says any life should be worth saving. But when, you know, the ethicists start to debate this and, you know, the bean counters and, you know, analysts, et cetera, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, tough choices have to be made. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with this new data. All life is precious. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, many of us are really sick and tired of the whole weight talk. You know, we are exhausted by the fact that we're trying to lose weight and we can't. And I think we've started to realize that calories in do not equal calories out. I talk about that a lot on the show. Some of you will say, look, I had a Coca-Cola at lunchtime, so I stopped there and I didn't eat anything else. So the 120 or 200 calories that I ate should only then count to 120 to 200 calories or whatever. Yet you eat a salad, okay, and you'll notice you start to lose some weight. So there's obviously a difference, and there's things that we know slow down our metabolism. I think we've discovered that a lot of sugars, carbs, artificial sweeteners, etc. Well, now we have a report on things that could possibly help you boost your metabolism that we don't think of doing, and we should. A big thing I always recommend is drinking water. We've got to drink water. When your metabolism slows, it's because your body does not like what's going on. Your body's like, wait a second here, I need to be in conservation mode. Something's not right. Something's not healthy. And a lot of times, us being dehydrated can unfortunately mess with us. So German researchers found that if you drank 17 ounces of water, study subjects' metabolic rates increased by 30%. The effects were quick and relatively long-lasting. The rise occurred within 10 minutes of drinking the water and lasted for up to 40 minutes. Based on their findings, the researchers estimate that increasing your water consumption by 1.5 liters a day could cause you to burn an extra 17,400 calories a year. So that's pretty damn good. Next, back in the 1980s, the grapefruit diet was huge. People were really losing weight on the grapefruit diet. You had grapefruit no matter what. Then, once the statin medications came out for lowering cholesterol, and we found out you really can't eat grapefruit while on the statin medications, grapefruit started to go down. And then you started to hear about the alkalinity and et cetera, and people just started to start shying away from citrus fruits. All right? But grapefruit, killer fruit, all right, and way, way helpful when it comes to metabolism. Okay, researchers at UC Berkeley found that mice on a high-fat diet that drank sweetened grapefruit juice gained less weight than other mice that drank sweetened water. After 100 days, the juice-drinking mice weighed 18.4% less than the other mice. Can you imagine in 3 months being 18.4% smaller? Wow. And they had better metabolic health. Okay? But these results only occurred when they were on a high-fat diet. Okay, so for those of you already eating well, then maybe, you know, you may not see it. Okay? Remember I also talked to you about keeping your, temperature a little cold in the house? Okay? Sometimes being exposed to the cold can boost your metabolism. All right? I think they came up with the house has to be 60, or your apartment has to be 63 degrees, something like that. The colder you are, the more your body tries to keep warm, so you burn more energy. They say exposure to the cold can boost the metabolism by anything from 8 to 80%. A 2014 study found that 15 minutes in the cold could be the metabolic equivalent of an hour of exercise. Another study from last year found that people who live in warmer parts of Spain are more likely to be obese than people who live in cooler parts of the country. Next, building muscle. Building muscle, of course, definitely builds up your metabolism. The reason why these muscle builders and these weightlifters can eat so much is because they have their muscle burning energy even while they sleep. They say your basic metabolic rate accounts for about 70% of the calories you burn every day. Less lazy people who weight train, they say people who have more muscle burn more calories, according to the Mayo Clinic. For every pound of muscle, burns an extra 50 calories a day. So you got to get more muscle. Then, of course, the sun. There was a study in 2014 where scientists found that overfed mice exposed to UV light slowed their weight gain and displayed fewer signs of diabetes. UV rays release nitric oxide. Nitric oxide apparently slows the development of obesity and type 2 diabetes, and I believe will also lower blood pressure. Gotta be careful with melanoma, you know, and skin cancer, but, you know, time to soak up the sun. All right, anyway, I don't know the words to that song. Eat more dairy. Remember I told you calcium helps you lose weight? And a lot of people are cutting dairy to lose weight. They're saying, no, you need the calcium. You need to eat more dairy to lose weight. Study published in the journal Diabetes found that a dip in calcium levels can trigger the release of calcitrol, a hormone that causes people to store fat. Many experts support the results and say that a calcium deficiency will slow metabolism. So low-fat cheese, yogurt, milk, way to go. You got to do it. What about giggling and laughing? That could boost metabolism. I'm giggling and laughing all day long. They said watch the silly YouTube video indulge in a few water cooler jokes, because researchers at Vanderbilt University found that LOLing causes a 10 to 20% increase in energy expenditure and heart rate. 10 to 15 minutes of legit laughter a day could burn up to 40 extra calories. Again, another reason to listen to the Dr. Value Show. What about organic foods? Some of you have asked about that. Well, Canadian researchers found that dieters with the highest level of organochlorines found in pesticides had slower metabolisms than those who didn't have the pollutant of the organochlorines. So maybe the organic produce, organic meat, may be a way to go if you think it'll help you lose weight. Again, I say be very, very cautious with a study like this. There has been a lot of debate over whether organic foods are more nutritious, and one groundbreaking study last year said, nope, they're not very nutritious. There's no difference in nutrition. And organic food doesn't mean it's more nutritious. However, less pesticides could definitely have benefit. Alright, so those are ways to boost your metabolism. Can I also add, please make sure you get good sleep. I think that's extremely important as well. Getting good sleep and getting good rest. Yesterday we talked about, I apologize, I'm having some internet problems, both of my computers. Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg's husband, David Goldberg, died on a treadmill over the weekend. 47-year-old SurveyMonkey CEO. He had died from head trauma after he slipped off the treadmill while on vacation in Mexico. So when we were looking at this and discussing it, we were talking about how maybe he had a heart attack while on the machine as opposed to him tripping and falling and hitting his head. You know, I mean, when you don't have any witnesses saying, you know, I don't know, I just saw him on the ground, you start to think, was it something else that caused him to collapse, a stroke, a heart attack, etc.? Well, an autopsy has showed that Goldberg had an irregular heartbeat before he died. They are not sure if this occurred before, while he was on the machine, and then he, I guess, lost consciousness, rolled off, hit his head, and died. Or if he slipped from the machine, smashed his head, and then started to have the abnormal heartbeat. A memorial service for Mr. Goldberg was held Tuesday at Stanford University. Hundreds of people gathered to honor him, a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, and again, CEO of SurveyMonkey. Bono was there, Ben Affleck, etc. But, this again echoes the fact that the need to make sure you have a healthy heart before you do simple or even vigorous exercise. It's extremely important to know what your heart can do, extremely important to know what type of electrical conduit it has in terms of, is it conducting the electricity correctly? When somebody has an abnormal heart rhythm, it could be an electrical current issue. All right, maybe you're not spreading the electricity well. You know, we really overuse our hearts, and we underestimate how important it is for our heart to be working at all times. And just a lightness, a little episode of syncope, which I think possibly happened, could cause something like this. And a 47-year-old should not die from a treadmill. Unfortunately, he did. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got this email a while back. Dr. Dahlia, I get diagnosed with back pain, and they say I have DDD in my medical records. What is DDD? Arthritis? Why isn't the doctor telling me why I have back pain? What is causing the pain? It's a good question. When you guys are diagnosed with back pain, what is it? Is it your muscle? Is it your disc? Is it nerves? Why are you hurting? What is the back pain? Well, there's a variety of different things that could be causing the back pain. Okay? All right? Some of you think it's your wife. Okay? That's my husband who says, it's you. Leave me alone. And I'm like, all right, fine. Giving me a pain in the neck. So, why are you having back pain? Very, very interesting article that came out. Apparently, there is a British Medical Journal article looking at how, remember British Medical Journal was talking about Tylenol and how it's no more effective than placebo for a lot of back pain, and we all were like, duh. But back pain affects about 80% of us at some point. Some of us have some issues with back pain. And according to a registered osteopath, Antonia Bolton, she breaks down in Healthista.com six most common causes for your back pain. I love the osteopaths because they really know how to break this stuff down for us. All right, and a lot of this back pain does not have to be treated with painkillers, especially since we know that there's a lot of things out there that just don't seem to work. Now, a big and a most common one is your muscle or joint strain. Okay, muscle strain, joints sprain. Like you sprain an ankle, but you strain a muscle. Okay, so when you have muscles, they can tear. You could get micro tears. They could inflame. So a lot of times when you have spasms, and it's a domino effect, a lot of the pain could be spasm, muscle issues. What do we tell you to do? Massage it. We tell you to stretch it. Stretching the muscle stretches are so important. Why do you think yoga, people in yoga are just so happy? Because they can stretch. Ice. Decreasing the inflammation. Ice is great. A lot of us love moist heat. When I'm hurting, I take a hot shower. True, it doesn't do good for the inflammation because ice does better for the inflammation, but the heat relaxes the muscle. I feel so good. So I love my hot showers, although if my state's about to go on water restriction, I'm going to have to then not take, you know, as long a hot shower as I like to take. I don't do bubble baths. I hate doing bubble baths because the bubbles, deplete, and then you're naked, and then you have to get out of the tub, and the cats sit there and bug me. I like the shower because the cats go away because they don't like the sprained water. One just sits outside the shower and just watches. And I'm like, can I please have some privacy? I'm trying to sing a Whitney Houston song in the shower. And then his ears go back when I hit the high note. I'm like, get the hell out of here. But a bath, they just sit there. And they watch, and they watch the bubbles. I'm like, give me some privacy, please. But they're my cats. And then, of course, your joints. You got ligaments and, joints within your vertebrae. And those could inflame. So icing, stretching, relaxation, good ergonomic chairs, good back support, a good chiropractor, those work. Now, what about your disc prolapse? So your disc is a fluid-filled sac. I call it an almohada de los huesos, the pillow between the bones. It's a fluid-filled sac that sits between the vertebrae, acts as a cushion. It's for shock absorption. Okay? Sometimes these little things will bulge. So disc bulging can then push on nerves. That could then cause pain, pins and needles, and you could feel it down the distribution of the nerve. If it's in the neck, it'll distribute down the arm. If it's in the mid-back, low back, distribute down. They all distribute down. Usually it's worse. A lot of the disc pain is worse in the morning. Some of you will notice it during certain activities. So, sometimes chiropractic works, sometimes stretching, etc. But unfortunately, when we're talking about some slipped discs, I really recommend MRI, a scan to look deeper at it and have an orthopedic doctor or a neurosurgeon take a look and see exactly how much of it is pressing and what's going on. Your DDD, degenerative disc disease, or your DJD, degenerative joint disease, a lot of times we use interchangeably, and it's a degeneration of your joints. You can have knee issues, you can have shoulder issues, but you can also have back issues and the joints there. All right, so the discs between the vertebrae start to desiccate, dry out, become thinner. That's why we get shorter as we age, because we lose a lot of our disc height. And then we wear down on the cartilage as well. And now you got bone on bone and osteophytes and little bony prominences, etc. All right? So keeping your weight down is important. Try not to injure your back. Stretching, low-impact exercises, acupuncture. And they also say make sure you're eating your omega-3 fatty acids. Those are good, too. Repetitive strains, that also happens when you completely, continually hurt and strain the body parts. Those things can be fixed. Again, very similarly, ice, resting, chiropractic. Our work posture. Remember I said the way you sit, your lumbar support, the way you sit in front of your computer, the way you sit watching TV. A lot of us sit like crap. Sitting posture, you want to distribute your weight. Part of the reason why we have so many back issues is we don't act like apes. Apes, when they walk, don't put all their weight on their pelvic girdle. They share the weight and distribute the weight between their arms. They walk with their arms and they shift and they slide and they keep distributing their weight. Yet we humans, we stand and we stand, and it continually pushes on our lower lumbar spine. So of course we have more issues with that. And same thing with sitting. So we need to distribute the weight differently. And work posture is extremely important. Some of us get pain also because of our periods. That really, really stinks. Okay? A lot of times our prostaglandins are released, so we have more inflammation. So any of our prior injuries seem to hurt. We just feel miserable. And we just want to go lock ourselves into a room and cry and not do our radio talk show that day. Period pain, cramp pain like that. A lot of times we'll use some anti-inflammatories, chiropractic, and a lot of TLC makes us feel good. But, you know, when you are diagnosed with back pain and your doctor says, look, you got low back pain, that's your diagnosis, have them talk to you about why and where and how so you see it. You know, I have an x-ray machine in my office, and what is so helpful with that and what is so necessary is I get to show the patients what I'm looking at and what they're looking at. We had a young lady having very severe coccyx pain. And that's the low butt, the tailbone, and pain along her pelvic girdle. So I take an x-ray, and her back is completely jacked. You know, she had scoliosis. You see shifting, rotating. You already see one hip higher than another. And I go, look at this. Not to scare you, but this is why you're hurting. You need this visual picture. She's like, no wonder. I thought I was going crazy or being a baby. No. So we need to work on relaxing the muscles. We need to try to work on some of the rotational issues that you have with your vertebrae. And let's have a good orthopedic doctor or neurosurgeon kind of oversee and make sure you don't have any nerve pinching with anything like that. But sometimes looking at it, my smokers, I make them look at their x-ray. I go, you see how you're already starting to get lung expansion? Your diaphragm is flattening. You see how it's just starting to not look as, you know, youthful and strong as this set of x-rays over here with the name covered up? Oh, I get it. So I think I'm messing up. Yeah, give them a visual. I think it's extremely important. There's been a lot of debate on x-rays, saying x-rays are overused with low back pain. People have back pain and they get an x-ray. They're right in one sense, where if you have back pain from your period or you were gardening and then the next day you're like, oh, I'm stiff. You're right. The x-ray is probably not going to show a fracture. It's probably not going to show a tumor. I get that. But I think it helps to have at least an initial one so you could see what the baseline anatomy is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect effective better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.